Hello, everyone. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're... Let's try that again.
Dude, you're a point at it, but you had your big paw over top of it.
Big paw.
You don't have like anything ready to go.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's try that again.
Excuse me.
Are you all right?
And I'm a little gassy.
You sure are. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the best doggone talk show you're ever going to hear. So listen up.
My honey bunny is a good old man. Well, he treats me good, baby, and doesn't give a damn. Well, everybody knows he's my hot charging man. Oh, honey bunny. I'm a little honey bunny. My honey bunny is all mine, and I don't need another man. How do you do this?
Hello, Cincinnati. Welcome to another edition of
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show,
where I'm always Chris.
And I'm usually Rob.
And things will never change. The phone number is
749-1444. And Chris, I can barely breathe.
Why is that?
I'm drowning.
You're drowning?
I'm up to my nostrils.
You're drowning in my good looks, aren't you?
Please, I'm very dry. I'm drowning in the flood of responses we've got to our Win a Pizza contest.
Yeah, that's right. We're having a big coloring contest. I mean, how many radio talk shows in Cincinnati are having a coloring contest?
You can count them on your nose. One.
You sure can. One. And that's us, baby. If you're on the mailing list, you probably got a postcard in the mail this week or last week or whenever, and it's plain white and it's got a picture of a little dude holding a...
And it's a federal offense to mess with the Chris and Rob mail, so if you haven't got yours yet, call the post office. Call the postmaster general.
Call the police.
Demand satisfaction. It's got a guy who's freaking out, and he's freaking out because he's listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on his boombox.
Blah, blah, blah. So color that baby in and mail it back to us, and whichever one we like the best is going to win a free pizza from No Anchovies.
Yeah.
Let's try that together. No Anchovies. Let's try that one more time because they love to hear their own name.
No Anchovies.
We love that pizza, and so are you when you
the
win
name
one.
The name could be a little more polite, but the pizza couldn't be any better.
No anchovies, please.
That's what it should be. But anyway, it's fine pie down there on, Ludlow?
It's on Ludlow next to the Esquire Theater, so next time you go down to see the piano or something, you can stop in for a slice of piping hot pie.
And tell them Chris and Rob sent you.
You bet.
And can they drop off their entry forms there?
You can drop off your entry forms at No Anchovies to one of the nice young ladies that works there, or you can mail it back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Jot this down. Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. 29 cents could buy you a free pizza. Hello, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey.
What up?
Brian, what's up?
Not much.
Speak up.
Okay.
Can barely hear you.
All right.
Can
you hear me?
From your diaphragm.
All right.
From down here.
There
what's on
you
your
go.
Mind tonight?
What?
What is on your mind this morning?
Yeah, why'd you call us?
I was wondering, now that I have my postcard, what the hell am I supposed to do with it?
I'm glad you asked.
Be creative.
Okay.
Color it.
Use the right side of your brain.
You can color it. You can do anything you want to with it. You can make a mobile... What do you call those things when you use a coat hanger and you hang stuff from?
A mobile.
You can make
a bookmark.
No, wrong. See, the deal is you got to make a work of art out of it, and you either have to send that work of art to Chris and Rob here, care of Waif, or you have to drop it off at No Anchovies on Ludlow Street.
Hey, what if I put a lot of time into this and I want a copy of it?
Well, make a copy of it then, dude. Like, you can take it to Kinko's and run, or any copying place, or if you work in an office, just go ahead and use the office copy machine. You don't need to tell anybody. Make a copy of it, then you can send us the copy, or take the copy to No Anchovies. And you can keep the original for yourself because that is a limited first-run edition. And
it's going to be collectible. I hear at the big Chris and Rob convention they're going to have in about a decade, those things are going to be quite valuable.
Yeah.
Those and first runs of the action figures.
Yeah, so just make a work of art out of it and either send it to us or drop it off at No Anchovies, and you can win a piping hot pie.
Do you know the address here, even though I just said it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote on the postcard, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I wrote one. I wrote it on every postcard.
The height of professionalism.
Chris and Rob action figures.
They're in the process right now. They got my doll down pat, but they're having trouble with the Chris doll because it's harder to work on the details when the dolls are smaller.
We're having Cincinnati Millicron design a very special plastic injection molding machine just to make these special sized heavy-duty plastic Chris and Rob action figures.
You can drive nails with them, or you can have them date Barbie.
Yeah.
They're that kind of doll.
Think how fun, you know, how far ahead they are, because they probably already have the Andy Richter.
Who's Andy Richter?
Who's Andy Richter? Oh, the Conan guy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who the hell was that, Chris?
What?
Who the hell was that just screaming in some weirdness?
We have a special guest here live in the studio tonight.
That was our guest?
Yeah, we have a guest here.
Well, all right.
Yay!
Wipe the crap out of your eyes, bro. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Get
mail
coloring, will you?
What?
Get coloring.
All right.
Bye. In case you just tuned in, we have a guest tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Nikki Burig from the...
You don't supposed to say my last name.
Nikki from the... What is it? The Plow On Boys? Or
what,
the
Nikki?
Formerly called Rank Strangers. Now they're called Plow On Boy. They're the best band in Cincinnati.
Uh-oh.
And she's going to sing some songs for us later.
As soon as we take a call from Chris, we'll get to a song.
Okay. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Way to sound off, Chris. We appreciate a guy that talks really loud and clear.
I've got an extra crystal clear radio telephone.
Dig it. What's up?
I was thinking, you know, you said a work of art, and when you originally talked about the contest, you were saying crayons. And then I thought, well, I bet they'd probably accept markers.
We would. We would.
Colored pencils.
I know a guy who did
one. Body fluids. What?
Ooh, body fluids. I know a guy did one with highlights, and it looks great.
Well, the highlighter, that's a good idea. What if you, and you said mobile, then I thought 3D. And I thought maybe origami.
Oh, yeah. Origami,
Now, if I cut the postcard into different shapes and, you know, twisted it around and folded it, maybe a little glue or something.
Glitter,
And glitter, like you did in the kindergarten there. You know, you put the glue down, the Elmer's glue.
Make a snowflake out of it.
Sure. That would be fun, don't you think?
Yeah.
Do you think that would make me, you know, put me in the top percentile, maybe, of eligible candidates for that yummy pizza?
Chris, the only limitations are your imagination.
Wow. Write that down. That's good. Put it somewhere, like on a billboard or something.
Yeah, and like if you want to go get 100 copies of it made and just like overwhelm us with some like 20 by 100.
Kind of like stuff in the entry box there.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean just like one big giant mural of Chris and Rob.
Yeah.
Just like glue a couple hundred of them together.
Neat. Or what if I told you like a location you drove by and it was on a billboard?
Whoa, that would win.
When that would
that would win more
pizza
than a pie.
Especially if you put it right across like Bill Cunningham's face.
Really?
On one of those WLW billboards.
I know that it says Mike McConnell is always right, but what does it say about Willie?
It just says God bless America.
There you go.
Willie. Make it God bless Chris and Rob, and you're the winner.
Hey, you know what, guys? I just wanted to tell you this. I think you know my friend Rob, who works over at WLWA.
Yeah, we know Rob, and we love him.
And my name is Chris, and I'm sure that he probably told you guys that a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, we did a show on cable access, a kind of a television version of what you're doing now.
Oh, you're the other Chris and Rob, aren't you?
We're the other Chris and Rob, and we saw a little poster, of, you know, not a poster, but a little sign up in Clifton once, said the Chris and Rob show, and I looked at him, I said, you know, do you know anything about this? And I think he, with his investigative talents, dug out and found out who you guys were.
Yeah, he seeked us out. Actually, seeked is not the proper past
he
tense of
suck. Sucked you out.
He sucked us out.
Sucked you out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he would appreciate that. But have you guys, you know, a little plug here, but he's got a little show on Saturdays now from 6 to 9. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's called the WLWA Cafe Bar and Grill.
That's right.
I hear it's a meat market.
Premier show. It is a meat market. It's a really nice place, though. He's done a lot with that place.
Pretty soon, Rob is going to need plugs.
He's been plugged for the last 3 or 4 years, I think, and he's taking medication for that. And hopefully, it'll take care of what the problem is.
Well, it's a pleasure to finally meet you, Chris. Are you on the mailing list?
Not yet.
Well, you are now, so stay on the line. All right, Nikki, come here and sing us a song. The phone number is 749-1444, 749-1444, and this is Nikki with a beautiful song.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, do a sound check, Chris.
Yeah, can you give us
a... Okay, hey, la, la, la.
Do a sound check.
Do a little
wiggle. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. All right, I think we got it. All right, this is a nighttime song. And, because it has to do with the critters of the evening. It's called Of Crickets. And this goes out to you know who he is. Hey, we're about to feedback. This can't happen. There is no sound system here.
You're supposed to say, I need more Mons.
I need more Mons.
lie still at night and try not to pound my fist. I wait for anything to give. The rhythm's pounding through and around, and even as I burst a scream, I know I'm quivering inside. Weaving in and back out of faith, and each beat fades as I see you to come around just about now. On the roof of my mouth, a universe of pulses weaving in and back out of phase, and each beat fades desire.
Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444 if there's any requests. Maybe
Chris,
she knows them.
Next time she plays, remind me to stand up so this chair doesn't squeak the whole song again.
Okay. Got you covered.
At least you were rocking to the rhythm.
Rocking off rhythm.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have a lot of topics to cover, so let's get right into it. We missed weather at the top of the hour, so let's catch up. Here's Rob with tonight's weather forecast.
It'll be 22 degrees tonight under partially cloudy skies. Look for clearing skies during the day with the afternoon high of 42 degrees. Currently in Walnut Hills and at the Palatial Studios of WAIF, it is a balmy 35. Jennifer, you're on with Chris and Rob. And Nikki and Jim and Troy.
And Troy and Jim and...
Troy's out of here. Later, Troy.
Nikki and everybody and...
And Nikki's leaving too, I guess.
Where are you going?
That was good.
Okay.
Okay, what up?
Hey, what'd you think of Nikki's song?
She was really good.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Yep.
What can we do for you tonight, Jennifer?
Just looking at the postcard I got. It's pretty exciting here.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I did.
You know about the contest, don't you?
No, I didn't. I know now.
Good.
Last week and
get coloring.
I've
started doing some painting, so I'm gonna do it watercolor.
All right.
So
you can enlarge it if you want a larger palette to, or not a palette, a larger canvas.
Yeah, I think what I could do is I can enlarge it and then you glue it onto poster board or something,
and then it's
thick enough, I think, to paint or something like that.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah. So otherwise it'd be all
spare no expense.
Oh, I won't. It'll be about 3 feet by.
We didn't mention this, Chris, but what happens to the winner?
the winner gets a free pizza.
And their artwork gets blown up, if it's not blown up already. It gets blown up to about poster size, or at least, what is that, 11.5 by 14.
They put up on the wall.
And it'll be put up, displayed, for all the No Anchovies customers to
behold. That is my favorite pizza.
Behold.
I've been there twice.
It's really good.
It is good. I saw the person, painting a wall while I was sitting there, too. That was exciting.
It was cool.
I know they're doing, designs.
Because, there's New York pizza, and there's a Chicago pizza. Mm-hmm. Now there's Atlanta pizza. And that's
really?
What you get at Noah. Yeah, it's Atlanta pizza.
What was that? You had to drink Coca-Cola with it or something?
Exactly. If you're from Atlanta, all carbonated beverage is a Coke.
Yeah, you can't, and you can't say...
Give me a Coke. What kind do you want? 7-Up, something like that.
Did you hear that at the plant in Atlanta, they're not allowed to say uh-huh?
Why not?
Uh-uh.
Or something like that.
How come?
What about new look, same great taste?
Maybe not. Anyway.
How about the real thing?
Yeah, right.
How about the choice of a new generation?
How about I'd like to teach the world to sing a happy melody?
That's a Coke probably, commercial. They can probably
that's say. Coke. They're allowed to say that, probably.
How about Coke is it? How about Paul Abdul sucks? Can you say that?
I can say that as many times as you want.
Hey, Jennifer, will you help us do something?
I always will.
We have to do a big shout-out, so can you help us with the shout-out?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
big shout-out.
Big shout-out to all our friends at the Norwood Thriftway.
Woo! Norwood Thriftway. That's a live feed from the Norwood Thriftway right now. They're stripping the floors and having a jolly good time of
mm-hmm.
it.
They're stripping?
They're stripping the floors, and so the one guy to get in the mood is doing it in just a jockstrap and a smile.
I've never been there. Is it really, really
It's
jolly?
It's freaky.
Yeah.
It's a freaky scene. If Rick James lived in Cincinnati, he would shop exclusively there.
James doesn't. We're talking about a different Rick James.
Okay. Anyway... But, I didn't know what to do with the postcard. I missed the show last week.
Well, you missed a good one.
What would you guys have?
Well, you should have been tuned in. We're not recapping old shows. we ain't doing reruns here, baby.
That's short-term memory, you know.
Yeah, well.
All right, Jennifer. Well, now you know all about the contest, and tell all your friends and call a buddy.
Call a buddy, bring a pal, bring a friend.
You know it.
Got a nice show.
You know it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Later.
749-1444. We got Jake, we got Jasper, we got Jim, we got Emily, and then we're going to get to your call. Got a line open, 749-1444.
Chris, it's actually been a pretty sad week for me.
Why is that? Here's some sad music for you.
Well, you know who died a couple days ago?
Boss Hogg.
Well, before that?
The guy from...
Otis Campbell.
Yeah, Otis did. Otis the drummer.
Otis Campbell died from Andy Griffith, so I had to get ripped last
night.
It's
been a big week for Hollywood...
Cannon.
What's the name?
Oh, yeah, Conrad. But when you saw that headline that said, William Conrad, star of Fat Man, dead of heart attack, didn't you think that's about 10 years late? Todd, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Todd.
What's going on?
We got live music in the studio.
Yeah,
we're talking about our contest.
That's what I was calling about, the live music.
Oh, it was a great song, wasn't it?
It was. What's the name of the band, though? It was Rank Strangers.
Here we go.
It was Rank Strangers, but we have subsequently had a cease and desist letter from Minneapolis.
You got
Minnesota.
Sued, right?
You said that at the Over the Rhine show. I saw you at the Sudsy show.
Yeah.
Do you remember who I am? You
What's your name?
Todd.
Were you standing way up front and made comment on my Pearl Jam backstage pass?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Well,
you remember
hey.
Me.
Well, hey, you
it
know.
It was on your guitar.
Did you remember thing. Him in the morning?
I didn't remember him that night, man. That was hellacious.
You guys were great that night, though.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was, Sudsy's at the small stage, and Over the Rhine has a lot of gear, so we were pretty much there left to stand straight and still and not...
But you guys were... You did great.
Well, we're Plow On Boy now, so we're moving right
Plow
on.
Plow On Boy?
Plowing On, if you will, exactly. Plow
hey,
On Boy.
That's catchy.
So where did you get the name Plow On Boy to name your band that?
Well, it's actually something that... There's some disease that has stricken my bandmates, and one of them is that, before they can actually say anything, they have to disclaim it in as many possible ways. It's like, well, Nikki, I hope this doesn't piss you off or anything, but, because I was just thinking to myself that, if it was okay with you, and so I just got to the point of saying Plow On Boy, and... That would be the origin.
You're so clever.
And we're having... It has had quite a quite an impact on us because it seems to be our battle cry these days. We're recording and plowing on indeed. So.
Do you have any stuff out right now? No,
I'm very ashamed to say I don't. However, we are selling advanced copies of our CD, and if you buy one for $10, you'll be thanked on a special limited edition thing. Cause,
really?
You know, we're just, yeah. Absolutely.
What a scam.
Absolutely. Hey, it's a scam, but listen. Hey, man, we have to, you know how much it costs to make a CD?
No, how much?
Many thousands of dollars, about $3,000 the minimum lot.
Scams, right?
Okay.
It's a lot.
How do you, never mind. I don't want to plug too much on the air. Chris and Rob might get mad, but.
Well, where are you recording it at?
Ultra Suede Studios in beautiful Northside. Yeah. And we've been in there. We went in on January 14th. And
when's your next show?
I'll be playing at the Carnegie Center in Covington.
Where's that at?
You know, I don't really know. Perhaps you did, being a fountain spring of knowledge as you are there. Could you flip through that little...
I think the Carnegie Art Center is at the corner of Scott and Robin Street.
Whoa,
ten blocks south of the suspension bridge. That's the big blue bridge.
Can you get off there now on the highway? Or is that one of those you can't get off in? They changed the exit.
Yeah, you can get off there.
Maybe,
right by the stadium.
Maybe Tom knows it. Hey, that is your name, isn't it, Tom?
Todd.
Yeah, she remembers you.
Yeah,
hey.
I know.
Hey, your name's written down right in front of
me. By the way,
hey, Todd, she meets so many guys at these shows.
Go on.
I'm not offended.
I'm totally red in the face now.
It was a long time ago.
Go on, boy.
Well, let's quit talking about your band. Let's hear you sing another song.
Oh, well, all right.
Let's strap it on.
I always wanted to say that on the radio anyway. Thanks, Todd. Keep tuned in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her.
Hey, Todd, remind me to you next time I see you, would you?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Remind me to you.
That's what I meant to say.
Is that going to be on your album?
Remind me to you.
Plow on, boy. Remind me to
you. If you want to put your call through, we'll put you on hold while she's singing. 749-1444. 749-1444.
This one, actually, I guess, goes out for belated Valentine's Day.
Hey, can we dedicate it to somebody?
Yeah.
Let's dedicate it to all the employees at the Norwood Thriftway.
And happy birthday to Troy.
And happy birthday to Troy.
Troy who just left?
No, a different Troy.
Troy?
Troy Rasky.
Oh, I know him?
Yeah, it's his birthday
today. Awesome.
But anyway, I want you to dedicate it to all the employees at the Norwood Thriftway. All
right, then. This would be a Valentine's sweet for all the employees at Norwood Thriftway. It's actually a Dylan song. It's called You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go.
Never realize that sun.
Relations have ended sad. Relationships have all been bad. Might have been like Verlaine's Rambo, but there's no way I can compare all the MCs to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. Oh, you're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I will look for you in Honolulu, San Francisco, and Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I'll see you in the skies above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome.
Nikki from the band Plow On Boy. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is
749-1445.
No, there's not. Just take it outside in the alley. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're young, we're hip, and we're as unpredictable as ever.
Sexy, too.
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the aforementioned Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And we're accepting your calls on a plethora of topics. There's almost nothing we won't talk to you about.
Almost.
Almost?
Boy, this feels good.
It's feel-good music for the 90s.
Did you hear about that big art heist last week?
The Scream!
In Oslo, Norway, the same country they're having the Olympics in.
They thought it was safe. The cops got there 10 minutes after the alarm went off.
And they got it on video, too, but they still can't identify them. And the thieves left a note written in Norwegian.
What did it say?
And the note said...
Skeered or heard or heard or heard or heard
or heard or heard
or heard or heard or heard or heard or heard.
Translated, that means thanks for the poor security.
That's what it said?
Mm-hmm. That's what it said.
Those
smart
don't they know that that's always what gives them away? They'll, like, track that ink down and they'll find the...
They'll know the pen that ink came from.
They'll find the Super X they bought the pen from. They'll go in and talk to the cashier and she'll ID the people.
Dirty Harry will stick a gun up his throat and say, do you feel lucky?
Dirty Lars.
Yeah, Dirty Lars. So, okay, that's news from the art community.
Did that picture always kind of give you the creeps, though, looking at it? The Scream?
Oh, that's it's really scary.
That
guy's hurting. That guy that's screaming,
he's screaming.
He's in pain.
He is screaming.
He just broke up with his dame and his dog died and his car won't start.
Man, he's got it worse than Hank Jr.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When you're on the west side of Cincinnati and you're aching for a little luncheon, where are you going to go?
I would go to the Cincinnati West Restaurant at 1673 Westwood, Cincinnati, Ohio.
It's right around the corner from Queen City Avenue, isn't it?
It sure as heck is.
They're open for lunch Monday through Friday, 10 in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and free delivery.
That is great. They have all kinds of stuff.
Soup, salad, sandwiches, beverages, and desserts.
And don't forget the chicken salad plate.
251 West.
Go
Check
on,
it out.
Boy. Go on, boy.
As soon as they start making some money, we're
going
to start charging.
You know what we should do, Chris? We should start a band and put out a CD and call it Go On, Boy. And then all the people who think they're buying the Plow On, Boy CD will send us their money. And they'll get a, you know, nothing in return. We'll just steal.
In case you just tuned in, we have a guest tonight, Nikki from the band Plow On, Boy. She'll be singing some more songs for us. So stay tuned. If you have any requests, she doesn't know Freebird, but she might know something else. You know Stairway to Heaven?
Sure.
Okay. So, okay, this if is you want to try to stump her, I always like trying to stump our guests.
You can stump me in the
we're not going to let Todd stump you, though.
This is so corny. It could only happen in Fairfield.
What's that?
I'm at Radio Shack buying these new headphones I'm sporting
tonight.
Don't
buy anything at Radio Shack.
$10, dude.
Not even cable.
You'll break it, so that's why I just went there.
With
no, well, not the headphone. I actually meant the radio. The headphones.
Oh,
the
okay.
Headphones are old. Yeah, that's my sweat that's yellowed the foam pads. But regardless, there's a Le Mans parked across from my Triple F Threat. And you can hear that smell blasting out of it really loud. And then a guy is mouthing the words and acting out the song to his girlfriend or whoever. That smell. The smell of death is around you. He's screaming. You can hear him singing along. And he's acting out the... He's like, you know, oak tree, you're in my way. And he like makes a tree with his hands and... It was really cool, but then they pulled away, so I kind of ended the performance prematurely, I thought. Only in Butler County do you see that kind of happening.
I don't know if you guys realize the full importance of this music that's on here. Back when I was in...
Feel so good?
When I was, like, way early in my...
You were a wee tyke?
When I was but a tyke, I used to watch General Hospital, as I think a lot of people did. This was the music to which Luke raped Laura. I mean, I don't know.
He
Luke,
raped her? I
Luke raped
married.
Laura to this music?
Well, they ended up getting married, but it all started with an incident of rape. Can I say that?
Oh! Chuck Mangione will do that to
with
you.
With a wicked rape, and anyway, Scotty Ball was involved, and it was really, it just carried on.
You think Luke's cute?
I think he's kind of homely, but he's got character.
Would you do him?
I would not.
He's a rapist. He's a rapist. No.
To this song. In fact, I'm kind of getting a flashback.
Danielle, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, what's up with you tonight, Danny Hill?
Nothing much. I'm sorry, I haven't called in lately.
Well, that's all right. I'm sure you've been busy.
You know, every week after the show, Chris will say to me, he'll say, Rob, where was Danielle tonight? And I'll say, I don't know. I don't know where she's at.
I was in Texas.
Well, I wish I'd have known that. I could.
What'd you
Chris,
do in Texas?
I went to a funeral.
Oh, that's too bad. Did you eat any chili while you were there?
Yeah.
Armadillo
really?
Chili?
That's real stuff.
No.
Did it have snake in it?
No.
I hear they make a good rattler chili down there.
Oh,
careful. So tell us about your trip to Texas.
My grandpa died.
Sorry to hear that.
That's too bad.
And
was he a good man?
What?
Was he a good man?
I really didn't know him all that well.
He's probably bad.
What part of Texas?
San Antonio.
Ooh. Where's that? That's on the coast, isn't it?
Close to Waco.
Close to it.
Yeah.
Is that
how
near the
far
coast?
From Waco?
Yeah. How far were you from Waco?
I don't know.
Waco's West Texas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Central. I don't
there
know.
There ain't nothing around either.
It's such a big state. Were the people in Texas all jerks?
No.
Everybody
I heard
ever
they're
met
all really friendly.
What?
Everybody I ever met from Texas is a jerk.
Who do you know from Texas?
I knew tons of guys from Texas.
Listen, I mean, I've heard that you don't mess with Texas.
Ooh, God bless Texas.
Right. It's the only state that used to be a country.
Are you glad to be home, Danielle?
Yeah.
You like it here?
Yeah.
What part of town you live in?
Covington.
How are things in Covington?
All right. How are things where you are?
Walnut Hills is wonderful.
That's good.
The dictionary does not contain enough words to describe how wonderful Walnut Hills is. On a continuing basis, it's consistently wonderful.
All the time?
All the time. 365 a year, 24 a day.
But if you don't have any bad days, then you don't know when you have a good day.
No, well, then you go to Norwood and you find out what a bad day's like.
Oh, okay.
And you
hey,
go
Danielle,
back.
How good are you at metric conversion charts?
Not that good.
Really? But can you tell your differences between, like, inches and meters and all
yeah.
that?
If a Russian figure skater says, I had to lose 4 kilos because the guy who picks me up on the ice could not pick me up any longer. How much weight did she lose? 4 kilos.
I have no idea.
A perfect example. A perfect example of the crappy American education system.
Do you know, quick, come on.
8.8 pounds, maybe? Somewhere in that area, perhaps?
Americans are ignorant of the metric system, and the Federal Trade Commission just started a new rule that requires that new labels printed for all consumer products made in America will include metric as well as English units that are used to measure things.
But you can, they can use up their old labels, so don't look for it to take effect immediately.
Right, they can still use old labels, but they can't print any new ones without metrics on them.
I think they should have to print the metric bigger and more legible.
I think that the government shouldn't tell companies what the hell to put on their labels.
Here, here.
I think they should.
Here's the fascism. America.
Do what?
They're trying to educate America.
America's beyond help. What does it matter? Because they always say, we need to get to the metric system because all the other countries we trade with are on the metric system. Well, you would think that the people who are involved in international trade would be the only ones that really need to know about the metric system. Why does it matter that 6 ounces equals 170.1 grams? That knowledge doesn't help me any. I'm not going to trade with England or one of those other backwards countries that use that archaic system.
I don't know. It's one of those strange things.
It's weird, Danielle. The whole world just spinning out of control.
They don't want it to confuse you.
Uh-huh. That's okay, so what's 88.3 megahertz converted to metric?
I don't know.
It only is metric.
Megahertz.
No idea.
That's a lot of pain.
Megahertz is totally SI, dude.
What's SI?
System International.
Nice French. Alex Trebek. So 88.3 really is 88.3, Danielle.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, well, thanks for your call, and bone up on your metric, because it's going to be sweeping the nation soon.
All right.
Just like it was supposed to in the 70s.
And soccer. Pretty soon soccer will be more popular than baseball, and we'll all play metrics.
That'll be a sad day, won't it?
And it'll be pathetic. It's like when they played baseball in Toronto, and somebody hits a 100-meter home run, you have no idea how far they hit the ball. 749-1444.
It's 2:45 at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Oh, we're on? I thought we were going to tunage.
No, we're not going. I think we should have Nikki sing another song. What do you think?
Okay. Is she ready? She's over drinking, smoking, writing on the walls, carving her initial somewhere. She quickly straps on her axe.
With the same old Jennifer?
Yeah, the same one.
What do you want really quick, Jennifer?
The same old Jennifer.
The same wonderful young Jennifer.
Oh,
the same voluptuous, young, passionate Jennifer. What do you want?
I think you're talking about the metric system. There's only two countries in the world that don't use the metric system.
The two most highly advanced countries in the
U.S. and I think Bangladesh.
Like I said, the two most highly advanced countries in the world.
Somewhere in Eastern Asia.
So do you think I guess the concert for Bangladesh didn't do any good.
I guess not.
I don't know if it was them or not.
Where did George Harrison go wrong?
Maybe he'll do a concert for America and get us to convert. He can write some of those cool weepy songs about centimeters, decimeters.
Yeah, did you hear those rumors weren't true about the Beatles having the concert in Central Park?
Who cares?
The British press just made it up.
Rumors never are true.
And they talked to the Beatles, I mean, not the Beatles, but I mean, like, Paul McCartney's lawyer, and they're like, we've never heard about this. We have nothing to do with it. They talked to George Harrison's lawyer. He's like, this is the first time we heard about it.
Well, what I like is guys like Paul McCartney have assistants. An aide to Mr. McCartney said, what the hell? He can't speak for himself? He's got to have assistants? He's that busy? Counting his money? He's certainly not writing any songs. Biker like an icon. What the hell is that all about?
I'd never heard of that.
Woo!
It's lame.
That was his last smash single.
Nikki, do you know Biker Like an Icon?
Do Biker Like an Icon or Baby I'm Amazed.
Yeah, I don't want to keep her from playing.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Baby, I'm amazed at the way you
make me feel.
Make me feel. Yeah, I knew that.
Thanks, Jennifer. Stay tuned. Tell all your friends.
Baby, I'm amazed that you're still using foots.
Okay, the phone number here is 749-1444. We got a couple lines open. 749-1444. Here's Nick with another song. Clip.
Another song. Awesome. This song is all about why hectares are better than acres.
And appropriately, the name of it is Like I Care.
Like I Care. gets it instantly outright. Tries to rework all the other parts, but she never gets it right. Almost too faint to remember. Some kind of sickening deja vu. She sees a light, but she just got off too soon. On the way to something new. Who cares that she was naked, standing waiting up behind? Who gives a damn what thoughts may stay? No one's talking in her mind. Of all time, keep me hungry just as much. I fumble around for a boundary, but find nothing I can.
From the band Plow On Boy. You can see them playing on March 5th up at the Carnegie Arts Center, or down in the Carnegie Arts Center, or around the way, over at the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington, Kentucky. That's a Saturday night, March 5th. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're nuttier than a Snickers bar. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And we're taking your calls tonight.
Or Nikki will take your calls. Or anyone. Yeah. Anyone here will take
See
your calls.
See if you can stump Nikki. Ask her to play her a song she don't know. Let's embarrass her.
Who are your big influences as a young musician, Nikki?
I just wanted to say it was very mainstream. I was, as a young child, with Nazareth, Bob Seger, Aerosmith, sort of... whiskey drinking woman, kind of young.
Oh, right, yeah. What, Uncle Ted?
Who's that?
Uncle Ted.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, Uncle. No, I don't know. There was something. I just missed Nugent. I did, but I was a big Kiss fan also growing up. And,
well, you're okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know, actually, a friend of ours asked a really good question. The first concerts, you know, always wants to find out about someone's personality.
What was the first concert you ever went to, Nikki?
That would be Tony DeFranco and the DeFranco family. It's a heartbeat. It's a love beat. You know, you were there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
My favorite. You're hip. You're now. You're happening.
Tony DeFranco and I had a thing. But
hello, Chris. You're on the air.
My first concert was Madonna.
You're joking.
Kid you not. It was like a virgin tour. She played at the Cincinnati Gardens. And you're not going to believe who opened up for her.
Who?
The Beastie Boys.
No!
Believe it or not, they, before they got big.
I kind of remember that.
Well, she was there, and it was like, you know, the whole big first album tour.
Was
she
it
was kind of just coming out. I don't remember if it was packed or not, but I remember it was really cheesy.
Really?
I think she was even lip syncing on that tour.
It was before she had the big cone breasts, wasn't it?
I just remember the Beastie Boys.